up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Welcome back to another edition of New Horizons. Thanks for your company. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Today we do something a little bit different from what we normally do. We're going to have a look at an accessible TV. Now, for some years we've heard about brands of TVs and models of TVs that come out with some accessibility features. Well, I managed to get my hands on one of those, and I'm going to demonstrate it for you now. Remember, this is not meant to be a tutorial. It's meant to be a demonstration of some of the capabilities that this TV has and some of the ways that a blind person might go about using them. Okay, we're here in the living room, and we're going to have a look at this television. Now, this is a Samsung Series 9 television. It's released this year. There are other TVs that have the accessible features and what it calls voice guide, but this is the one that we have, and whether the Series 7 or 8s have it or not, I don't know, but it would be worth asking or having a look at the website because it is mentioned in the manual. So, okay, the first thing we're going to do is turn the TV on. And you hear that noise, that means it's come on. And it's just booting up and selecting the source, and it's probably going to default to the PlayStation, I would guess. We'll see in a minute. Now, we have a remote control. It's an interesting looking remote control. It's a long, skinny remote. It doesn't have very many buttons, but it does have a directional pad in the middle of it, as well as a couple of rocker controls, which are your volume and your channel. But the button that we're interested for the purposes of this exercise is the one at the very top. Actually, it's not quite at the top because there's two buttons that sort of cover the top two corners of the remote control, but it's the little round one with a dent in it that we want, and we're going to hold it down and we're going to say turn on voice guide.
Voice guide is turned on.
Okay, so you'll be able to hear that that's talking to me now. Okay, we're back at the home screen. Now we're going to use the directional pad and we're going to have a look at what's available here.
Settings.
So that's the first item.
Source. Search. Live TV, Netflix, YouTube, games, web browser, apps, Stan.
Now, it's worth noting here that the apps that come with the TV aren't accessible. However, the very fact that you can get to those apps is quite significant for another reason, and I'll show you in just a few minutes. But first of all, one of the things that we're likely to want to do as blind people is to access the sources, and that's the devices which are connected to the television, but also any digital devices that are connected through your network. So some hard drives, network attached storage drives, other PCs which have media control access enabled can be accessed through this TV and quite accessibly as well. So,
settings.
Go to source, which is the second one.
Source.
And press enter on that, which is in the center of the directional pad, of course.
Sources, 14 items, connection guide, universal remote setup, TV, Apple, HDMI 3.
That's actually my Mac.
Component.
That's component video.
My passport 748 USB.
And that's a hard drive, USB hard drive, which is connected to the television.
Storage network.
And that's one of my network storage devices, as I mentioned. Let's have a look at the TV first, shall we? Okay, so the TV's on, as you can hear the music.
TV.
Now, I don't know what this is, so I'm going to hit enter.
Channel information, 201, ABC Jazz, Jatrack, 17 to 1850, press and hold the OK button to check additional information and options.
Let's see what's currently on ABC 2.
2.
Which we know is 22.
23.
Oops, wrong one.
22, ABC 2 Kids, Octonauts, 1810 to 1822. TV.
Oh. Oops. And Octonauts plays. All right, so let's have a look now at what we can expect
Channel
to see coming up.
22, ABC 2 Kids, Octonauts, 1810. 22, ABC 2 Kids, Peter Rabbit, 1822 to 1838. Monster Grabber. 22, ABC 2 Kids, Jamila and Aladdin, 1822. 22, ABC 2 Kids, Shaun the Sheep, 1851-1901.
Okay, so that's a brief look at the program guide. We can look at another channel.
ABC 3, The Penguins of Madagascar, 1810-1832. 23, ABC 3, Horrible Histories, 1832-1901.
And if you haven't seen Horrible Histories, it's well worth a watch. Now, the problem is that I don't know of any way to actually stop the TV from playing. So what we'll do is we'll go and select another source, and that will make it be quiet.
Live TV. Search. Lock. Source. TV. PlayStation. Apple. HDMI 3. Apple.
Okay, I selected the Mac because it's not doing anything currently, so it will be nice and quiet.
HDMI 3.
Now, if I wanted to use the Mac, I could then pick up the keyboard and start using the Mac, and it would start speaking through the television. All right, so we're going to press home again, and this time we're going to go to settings.
Settings. Menu, six items, picture.
And we can change everything here in the picture. Not quite sure why we'd want to be doing that, but we can.
Sound.
And that's all things like your equalizer and all of that sort of thing. These speakers, I have to say, are really, really good. I don't think I've seen speakers this good on a TV since sometime in the mid-1980s.
Broadcasting.
That's all things to do with accessing the digital tuning, and it's also an analog TV, so of course we don't have analog TV in Australia anymore, but you can pick up analog TV channels should you so wish. So that's a look at the settings, and it's pretty exciting because all of these settings are fully accessible using the voice guide. Now, as I indicated to you before, the thing that isn't accessible are the apps. So, for example, Netflix and iView, which are both available on this TV, are not accessible. However, there is a way that we can access that, and I'll demonstrate that for you now. Okay, so now I have my iPhone in my hand, and I'm going to select the Netflix app.
Netflix. Actions available. In progress. Browse button. Target selector button.
Now, you can do this in one of two ways. It's easier, I think, to find what you're looking for and then target it at the TV. But you can, at this point, select that the TV is the target that you want to play it on.
Search button.
In this case,
continue watching for Vaughn. Heading. Continue watching Star Trek. The Next Generation Season S6, Episode 24. Double tap to play.
Okay, button. That's what I'm going to play. And that's the episode Second Chances for those of you who are Trekkies.
Landscape. Back to browse button. Star Trek. Airplay button.
Captain's log. Target selector 469.
Button. Targets cancel.
Okay, button. So I moved forward to the target selector button.
Connect to device. Dim. TV. JLEVB TV button.
All right, that's the TV, and my son has renamed it, so I'll click on that.
Portrait. Browse button.
Log. Stardate 469.
And you hear it's come up on the TV.
The Enterprise is orbiting Nevala 4, waiting for an opportunity to retrieve scientific data left there by Starfleet researchers when they were forced to evacuate 8 years ago.
Now, I ask you, how cool is that? No, you can't control it from the phone, but what you can do, however, if you want to, is get the remote for your TV and stop it by pressing enter on the directional pad. Similarly, if you restart it,
browse button,
you can then, of course, go and find another episode and target that at your TV and make it play on your TV. So there is a certain amount of controllability, and I'll just mute this.
Mute.
All I did to do that was just press down on the volume switch and it mutes. So there is a certain amount of controllability with the iPhone. So you can do that with the external apps, even though you can't actually use those apps on the TV. So I think that's pretty cool. So that's a very brief demonstration of some of the accessibility features on the Samsung Series 9 TV. Now, this TV runs the Firefox OS, so I wouldn't necessarily suggest that any TV that runs the Firefox OS will have accessibility features, but it's, as I said at the beginning, certainly worth a go. And just for the fun of it, we'll actually turn the TV off now. I think that's a pretty cool noise as well. And we've got just a few minutes left in the program, so I'm going to demonstrate to you something else now. This came to me via way of Emma Bennison, who brought it back from the World Blind Union. This is an audio brochure about the non-24/7 sleep disorder. Now, I don't know whether anything like this has ever been seen in Australia before, but if it has, I certainly haven't seen one, and I thought it was really exciting. I thought this was a great way to present information to blind and sighted people alike. What I'm looking at here is a square box, if you like. It's about a quarter of an inch or maybe just over a centimetre thick. And it's kind of reminds me of one of those old read along with me in your book records that we used to get with the record in the back cover and the little book at the front. In fact, it's very like that. However, on the front is some Braille. And it's written in grade 1 Braille, and it says, Living with Non-24, 1-844-804-2424, which is a US phone number. And then at the bottom, it has a website which says www.non24info.com. And this brochure comes from Vanda Pharmaceuticals, which is an American company that's been doing quite a lot of study into non-24-hour sleep disorder. And if you're not sure what non-24-hour sleep disorder is, you can, of course, have a look at the website. But just briefly, it's to do with the idea that blind people who do not have the same exposure to light that sighted people have difficulty regulating their body clocks and keeping themselves sleeping at the right time, etc., etc. I certainly know that I've had experience with this, and ironically, I have light perception, so I'm not quite sure where that goes. But anyway, they've done some research into this and they've discovered a whole lot of interesting things. So this is the brochure, and it's specifically the brochure that we're talking about here. As I said, it reminds me of one of those read along with me in your book records, but it's slightly larger. It's probably about 8 inches square, maybe 9 inches square. So around about 20 to 22 centimeters or thereabouts. When I open the front, however...
Are you totally blind or know someone who is? Do you go through periods when you have trouble sleeping at night? Do you struggle to stay awake during the day? It may be more than a sleeping problem. This could be something called non-24-hour sleep-wake disorder, also known as non-24.
That's what we hear. And inside, we have a little booklet on the left-hand side. It's attached to the left-hand cover, if you like, the front cover of the book. And it's a glossy printed brochure, and apparently it says exactly the same thing that the audio brochure says. But this audio brochure goes along and tells us exactly what is in the printed brochure. There's a little speaker on the front that enables you to hear. Further down towards the bottom of the right-hand cover are three little square icons, if you like. There's a double left arrow, and there's a single right arrow, and then there's a double right arrow. And underneath in Braille are back, pause, resume, and forward. They are buttons that will enable you to navigate through the brochure. So that's the brochure on non-24-hour sleep disorder. If you're interested in hearing more about non-24-hour sleep disorder, we might well cover it on New Horizons. It's not something that seems to have featured very highly in the Australian psyche just at the moment, but it's certainly something that we need to do more about because it affects a lot of people out there. So if you're interested, get in touch and let me know. New Horizons welcomes your feedback. You can get in touch with me on new.horizons@bca.org.au. That's new.horizons@bca.org.au. Blind Citizens Australia can be contacted either for feedback or information or even to donate. Their telephone number is 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660. Their email address is bca@bca.org.au. And of course, the website has lots of information and lots of ways for you to find the feedback for which you are searching. I'm Vaughan Bennison. It's been a pleasure to have your company this week. Do join me again next week when again we look to new horizons.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.